Ricky.
Hello. Hey.
How are you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Well, you know, it's been 10 years since we talked.
10 years. Long time to talk. That's right.
Man, oh, man. We saw you on The Voice last week. It's fantastic.
Oh, cool.
Your voice is it's even better, we think, than it was when you were on that other reality show.
That other one, yes.
Right,
well,
right.
Thank you so much. That's really sweet. I appreciate that.
So now you're on The Voice. I noticed on Monday night on The Voice, they completed the blind auditions in the first hour, and then they moved on to the battle rounds. So
yes, sir.
This is where it gets interesting, and I'm sure that there's not a lot you can say as we go forward. But you can talk to us a little bit about Blake Shelton. What's he like to work with, man?
Blake is amazing. He's such a good dude and so talented. Honestly, just being able to, which is why I picked him. Songwriter, his career speaks for itself, and he's been amazing. Great tips of how to be on stage and how to connect with audiences. He's just great.
Now, you had a choice between him and Gwen Stefani, and it really didn't seem like you had to think too much about it when you made that choice.
Right, yeah. So Blake turned around, and John turned around, and then Gwen. And so I was trying to decide, just for the future of the show, what I thought was going to be best. And my gut told me Blake.
Well,
because
I mean,
Blake wins so much.
I know
much.
He wins. He does win an awful lot. Man.
Yes, he does. He's the vet. He's the only veteran on the show. Been there since day one. So
yeah.
I feel like I can trust him with that.
Now, so you're of course from Elizabeth City. I got to ask you, do you get back to Elizabeth City? It seems like you're traveling around and doing a lot of singing.
Yeah, you know, my whole family is still in Elizabeth City, and so I go as much as I can, several times a year. But I don't have anything on the books right now that'll take me back, probably the holidays or something like that.
I got you.
Are you hearing from old friends now, though, that are saying, hey, you think you can get me some of them tickets maybe up in the front row?
Right. Some CMA Fest tickets.
Right.
All that. Yeah. I've gotten a few of those.
I bet. Now, was it a surprise to, I mean, obviously it wasn't a surprise to your family, but it was a surprise to me to see you back up there. Was it a surprise to a lot of other folks in the area?
I would say so. I kept it pretty under wraps that I was doing it. And, you know, after however long being in Nashville, I never thought I would do something like that again. And it just felt like the right time. And it's proven to be such an amazing experience for me, trusting them with my story and everything that's going on with me personally and musically. They've just done a great job with that. So
now the audition process for this, it's much, much different than it was for American Idol, I would assume.
It is different. For instance, for me, I was reached out to by a team member on The Voice, and ended up auditioning here in Nashville, and then made it to the blind auditions. But yeah, so it's different for sure.
I was going to say, now, artist-wise, what artist would you compare yourself to and your approach and your singing style?
Singing style, that's kind of hard. I will tell you, my biggest influences right now are people like Chris Stapleton and Brandi Carlile, that kind of soulful, bluesy, but a little bit of country flair. That's really what I love doing.
So Ozzy Osbourne's off the list.
Yeah, that's not going to probably fly with me much, but I'm willing to try it.
Yeah, you can see after 10 years, Jody's still Jody. Nothing's changed there.
Yeah, that's right.
He's still got the Jody going on.
All right.
So, I mean, I'm excited for you. Because I thought you did really well on American Idol, but I'm excited to that you're at least getting another shot at that. And I know you can't tell us about what is going to happen, but hopefully we can kind of keep checking in with you as we go along every week and kind of get a little update that way.
Definitely. Keep watching. Keep tuning in. There's a lot of show left. So yeah, we'll be talking for sure.
Yeah,
I got one super quick question.
Okay.
Okay.
Do they decide what you wear, or do you decide what you wear? Do they present a certain wardrobe, or do you ever just say, you know what, I'm just wearing a tank top and flip flops for the next show?
Well, they have a great team for our wardrobe who work really hard. But at the end of the day, the clothes that I wore for this blind audition were all my clothes. They just kind of put them together.
Okay.
But now, as you go through, as you see people go through there, I am sure that the coaches and the mentors are making suggestions on stage presence and all of those kind of things. I mean, that's the way it has seemed in the past.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we're able to work with the coaches and the mentors, and they give great insight, and because that's what their value for sure is in the fact that they've established themselves as great performers and artists and entertainers, and just the knowledge and experience that they have is very valuable.
Well, I got to say, I was an American Idol fan back in the day, I'll say it, but I do like the format and the way that they roll things through the voice. So I'm very, very interested and excited to see how you do going through. As is, you know, we have a super secret source that we had 10 years ago. I don't know if you remember him.
You can't reveal the source.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Let's say if you were to have an allergic reaction to something, he might help you out.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes, so, for sure.
He's also back on the bandwagon. We're trying to get the Bratty Bunch back together here in Eastern North Carolina.
Oh, God. Oh, that's amazing. Yes, please do that with the dance and all.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Ricky Bratty from The Voice with Moose and Jody on Beach 104. Ricky, I hope we get to talk to you again. We can do this every week if you want to. It's totally up to you, man.
Jody, I appreciate it. Yes, sir, I appreciate it.